Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
A question that certainly I have been kind of mulling over in my mind, and it also when I saw the state of the hostages that were released this last Saturday, I'm fighting with God at the moment, because I'm saying, how can this be justice? How can it be just that such cruelty can be perpetuated, that you have these terrorist organizations who put babies in ovens? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that there might be kids in the cars, but how is this okay? How is this just? How? I need to know for myself, as I'm sure do you. So Yael Viask-Versman, who's an Israel-based international attorney on the ICC list of Counsel for Victims and Defense, she joins me right now to answer this very important question. Is it answerable? Is there such a thing as justice for these, for the victims of October 7th, for the families? Where do we go with this, Yael? Good morning.
Good morning, Kathy. Good morning. Thank you for these very, excruciating questions that I'm sure carve into everyone's hearts at the moment. For 15 months, for 15 very long months, over 490 days, that we've all been stuck in this day, where, and since that day, so much destruction, so much loss. And the reminder that this loss is not a fatality, but a choice of men waking up in the morning, of humans waking up in the morning and making this choice. They could disarm, they could free the hostages every morning, every day. They could free all of them now. Yes, the pictures, the images that came through this Saturday were especially painful. I've had the privilege to accompany the amazing families and survivors, and the bereaved families and families of hostages. I'm now representing over 350 victims of October 7 attacks, and the continued crimes against humanity. And this last Saturday was really the example of the most continued atrocious crime against humanity, against helpless individuals who were taken from their beds, their families torn apart. I mean, if you see the story of each of the three, Eli, Or, Ohad, each of them, you know, as we say, is an entire universe. But this is really, it's not a cliche. If you listen and know the story of each of these amazing individuals, their families devastated, returning to very strong families, and also to the missing, those who, Eli Sharabi returns to a home with no wife and no daughters. He had two beautiful daughters, British, Noya and Yael, and Leanne, his British wife, who chose Israel to build her home. And he actually doesn't have a kibbutz to go back to. He doesn't have.
But Yael, these are
total. The communities are broken. So what we saw yesterday, Saturday, was a crude reminder of these horrors. And for these people, this is reality. So now the question is, you know, this is the problem. Now the question: what is the answer? And I definitely believe justice is the answer.
Okay, I need to ask you something. Just one second.
Yael, yes, please.
You said that you represent over 300 of the victims of the 7th of October. To whom do you represent them?
Yes, so it's victims and survivors, and we go around, whether in Israel or the U.S. or directly at the International Criminal Court at The Hague, where I came back from 2 days ago, or in Germany in universal jurisdiction in criminal cases, where prosecutors for mass crimes, this is their expertise. So I don't know, the German prosecutor for crimes against humanity are investigating the crimes, because we're bringing these cases into the courts. In South Africa, I think your legal sort of judicial basis is closer perhaps to common law. So UK, Israel, and the US, where victims have less of a place in the proceedings. So at most they can provide a complaint and be witnesses. But in other jurisdictions like France and Germany and directly at the International Criminal Court where we're representing these victims, victims can bring the cases, they can trigger investigations, trigger arrest warrants. We accompany them at October 7, Justice Without Borders, the nonprofit I established to do this, life mission, based only on donations. So we're totally independent from the government, and we're doing this for the victims because we believe in justice. In the darkest times, we believe in justice.
Do you think that there ever can be justice for them?
I do. I think justice comes in many forms, and I think it's a very long process with sort of different steps. I mean, the other week, officials of the ICC asked me, do victims of October 7 justice, Israelis, do they want the court to be heard, to hear them? Do they want the court are they still interested? And I said they're interested more than ever, because if the court sees these victims, then the victims will see the court. And every victim, every person whose life has been shattered directly, I mean, we're all devastated. But thankfully, we have homes and full families and everything. We're still devastated and traumatized. But these individuals, they cannot move on without recognition, without their story being written for themselves and for generations, just like the Nuremberg trials.
You know, it's so interesting how many parallels there are to the Holocaust. When I saw these hostages that were released by Hamas on Shabbat, I mean, they really do look like the same people that were liberated mm-hmm. when Auschwitz-Birkenau was liberated. And you know what I realized? Yael, it's the same enemy. It's the same enemy. The hatred has persisted. You know, we look at the relationship between Adolf Hitler, Yimach Shemo, and the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem. It's the same enemy. And I don't know how we're going to find justice. And I'm so pleased that you say that justice can be found.
Well, you know, Kathy, I think that the images we've all seen trigger in all of us a collective memory and sometimes a personal memory, and that's inevitable. The truth is that there are certain types of evil that weren't invented today by Hamas, and they weren't invented by the Nazis 80 years ago, and in between there were also horrible evil in Rwanda, in former Yugoslavia. And sometimes we wake up and we see the images of this reality, but this reality exists, and it's, you know, society and courts and organized human beings coming together and deciding, because it's a choice to embrace shared values, universal values of the sanctity of life, sanctity of human dignity, and justice is part of that. You know, that's the role of organized society that we all live in. Thankfully, we live in democracies, even though they are under attack as well. We all know all democracies today are under attack. And it's a real test to our shared values and to what we believe in. And this is a moment of truth. And so I was raised believing in the Nuremberg legacy. I was raised on Eichmann trial. I was raised on Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela and all these amazing leaders who at the darkest moments, they chose humanity and they chose to see that there is more good than evil, because as bad as evil goes, good is the survival. Just the other day, if I can share with you, Kathy.
So, Yael, we actually need to get to news headlines, but I do want to hear the story, the shortened version, if that's okay.
Okay.
Definitely.
Sure, I will. I'll say this, and then you'll go to the news. And it's,
thank you.
The other day, I was sitting with the grandchild of an amazing man who used to be, you know, he was a resistance of the Nazis, and he spent time in Dachau prison. And when this man today tells me of his grandchild, he, as an 8-year-old, he remembers discussions with his grandchild and asking him, but grandpa, how can you believe in humanity? You told me so much evil. And he said, surprise, he said, of course I believe in humanity. Humanity was every day in the camps, sort of tricking evil and helping each other. And that's how we survived. So that's the legacy I'd like to...
That's beautiful.
I'd like us to live on.
That's beautiful. That really is beautiful and very reassuring.
And I'll leave you with this
Thank
morning,
you.
Kathy.
Thank you.
Justice to all of us and light.
Thank you
very
so
Very big
much.
Hug and goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Yael Viask-Versman, who is an Israel-based international attorney on the ICC list of Counsel for Victims and Defense. And she has Justice Without Borders. That is the name of her organization. You can go and check it out. Do you think that there can ever be justice